This will be my greatest performance.
Thanks for downloading the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast.
Michael, just so you guys know, Michael is we're adjusting the microphone. We're sharing a microphone.
Uh-huh.
He's complaining because I'm about 6 inches shorter than he is. And he has to stoop down.
But he does have to stoop down.
I'll be fine.
Anyhow, all that being said.
I don't know where my co-host just went. There she is.
I'm here.
Hi. We were going to maybe have you guys do the weather and help us to kind of co-host the morning show.
Oh, yeah.
And really, you could say pretty much anything, and it's probably going to happen in West Michigan in the next 24 hours. So
whatever we say is going to happen. Okay.
Absolutely.
But if you say
we have
snow.
A storm moving in from the northwest, it's going to be about 85 degrees below zero today, and about 12 feet of snow.
Wow.
And there's a tsunami coming your way. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. No tsunami.
I'm just thinking if you say snow in West Michigan, there'll be collective boo.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't want it right now.
People get angry.
They do.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, see, in Nashville, it's the opposite. We get snow about once or twice a year.
Yeah. We get excited.
And then when it does, we get a dusting and it closes a whole town down.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Hopeless snow drivers in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love that. Well, we're really glad you guys are here. We, of course, are speaking with Michael Tate, lead singer of the Newsboys, has been since the beginning. No, I'm kidding.
Wow, I was wondering when he was going to go with that. I'm like, really?
In
really?
John's mind, yeah. Right.
And Duncan Phillips, who is their drummer.
Yes,
and
sir.
You know Duncan as the guy who has the best expressions. You can be in the very back of the arena and still see Duncan's face making this. You're happy to do what you're doing. You can just tell.
I love playing drums. Yeah. And you can tell.
Really? It's the face you notice, not the biceps.
No, I don't.
Oh, look at that. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on. Give us some sugar.
Yeah. Oh, in studio hug. That was nice.
Oh, love.
Yeah.
Love here in the studio today.
I got to be honest. I am envious of the biceps. And I think my first question for you, Duncan, would be,
yes.
How do I get there? Do I have to take up drumming?
No. You know what? It's it's playing drums for the most part. And for the most part, Michael Tate. Also, Michael and myself, we do this little thing called insanity.
Oh, yeah. We're insane for doing it.
Yes, and insanity is basically, for people out there who don't know, it's basically I think there's about 10 different workouts that you do, mm-hmm. and we can do them on the road. That we just pop in a CD into our computer, and we can watch, do like a 30, it's from like 30, 40 minutes up to an hour.
Okay.
And it never gets easier, ever.
Does it get progressively harder?
Time. Yes.
It does. It
gets progressively harder.
Wow.
So. But man, it's a crazy workout. A guy called Sean T. It's put out by the Beachbody people, and it's mental. It's
so
insane.
Do you have any ideas that are more realistic for somebody like me?
You know what?
You know what? A 10-minute walk a day.
10-minute walk
that's
a day,
good
John.
Place to start. Woo,
that's what I wanted to hear.
Liquids. Nice salmon Caesar salads.
There you go.
Go to the park with Beth.
Or sit up.
Push up. Thank you. Okay.
A push up.
Now we're a little more realistic. Very good. Chatting with Michael Tate, Duncan Phillips from the Newsboys. Very excited to have you guys in with us today. I'm excited about some new music. I thought we might give you like a 2-minute period of time to talk about that, if that's cool.
Is that right?
Please.
Tell me about Your Love Never Fails.
That sounds awesome. You know, we talk a lot about love, especially in the world, in the world of music, period.
Yeah.
Whether secular or pop, mainstream. But love is a verb.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that love is still a verb today. So if you ain't loving, you might want to check yourself, honey. Because it's all about, for God to love the world that he...
Gave.
There's an action word. He gave.
Good, Amanda.
Yay.
Good job. Hey, Amanda.
Do I get my VBS sticker?
Yes.
You get a gold star. So that's what this word is all about, because that is the greatest gift in the world, and that's what God is. That's what love is. Mm. Love is God. So at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, if you ain't loving, you're not keeping the Great Commission. I don't believe, and you're not reaching out to people.
I'm guessing your next radio single has a little something to do with that, too, because when you're living with abandon, you're living out that love that Christ has shown us, right?
There's no fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. And that song basically talks about that, just jumping off that cliff into the great ocean of God's love and saying, you know what? I'm not sure what's on the other side, but I'm going to go there because God's calling me.
You've done this more than once.
Well, I am 65. You know, black don't crack.
You are not 65.
So, I am 65.
Are you?
John, no, I'm not. Oh, come on. Are you serious? You believe that?
No, he was fishing for a different. I know, Michael. He was fishing for a different answer.
No.
But you don't look a day over 30. Come on, there's no way you're 65.
Hey, John, remember that one time we had the interview with the Newsboys and then they never came back again?
Yes. I remember that one time. Oh my goodness, Gullible is written on the ceiling right now. Okay,
and your face is beat red.
I know. I'm so sorry, Michael. I really 65. Where did you find the Fountain of Youth?
I know. Wow. It's amazing, isn't it? I wish I had some.
Yeah, turn that down. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, it's hot in here.
Just turn the thermostat down. Okay, so
I'm feeling your blush.
You know what though? And here's the thing. You say that you've been doing this for, did you say 25 years?
About 23 years.
Something.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. Something. Yeah, so that's a rather long time. Oh, yeah. Talk to me about the difference between when you, obviously, Michael, you started with DC Talk,
right?
Little known band. Uh-huh. Duncan, you've been with the Newsboys as long as I've been alive.
Hey. Man,
talk to me about what's changed over the years. Like, what is different even about Christian music now? Anything?
When we started out, Toby Mac and Michael Tate's goal was, when we started DC Talk,
yeah,
if it's Christian, it ought to be better. Mm. We came along at a time where Christian music was really meant for, like, you know, we thought it was meant for, like, the older folk.
Yeah.
It was nothing for the youth. And God knows I would never play it in the car for my high school friends because it was too embarrassing. And so our goal was not just to make it cool or mm-hmm. make it acceptable. It wasn't about that. It's about still getting the message out there, but make it at least what people wanted to hear, where it could carry the message of Christ in a Cadillac instead of a Beetle Bug, you know?
Yeah.
And so we kind of thought, you know what, let's work on this thing. So back in the day, if you were a DC Talk fan, you were probably a Newsboys fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all that said, today, I'm here today with the Newsboys now after all these years. Never thought about that. Hmm. But the message of Christ remains the same, but the music has to be relevant. And that's what's changed.
I'm guessing that with the new CD coming out September 10th, Restart, it's going to be relevant. It's going to be exciting.
I'm so excited about Restart because of the simple fact that this is my third record with the Newsboys as the lead singer. And I say the third time's a charm, and it's definitely a charm because we have worked our little buttocks off on this record to make it the best. And I say this with complete knowledge of what DC Talk did in the past. Mm. This record, the new Restart record for the Newsboys, is by far my favorite record Newsboys has ever done. And I've done since Jesus Freak.
Wow.
So it's a big record. The songs are big.
Yeah.
They're pop. They speak God. Mm-hmm. It's the bomb record. I'm stoked about it.
It's funny. Just the other day, we played a show in Chattanooga in front of about 40,000 people on the river there. And we did three brand new songs.
Yeah.
And what's funny is the actual sounds that we're using on this record
are so advanced,
so modern and hip and up to date. It made the other songs sound dated.
No
wow.
kidding.
The other songs are great.
I know. They're awesome. So we're onto something here. Right. What we're going to do now is we're going to go into all of those songs we play live, we're going to start changing some of the sounds to make them sound.
We have to.
Because there's such a line of sound between the new songs and the older ones. It's like they sound old all of a sudden. So we're excited. We're super excited, as you can tell.
Wait a minute. That needs more cowbell. Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's fun to watch the dynamic change then, you know? And you guys, I think you probably tour more than any other band
out
there.
Do you ever stop touring?
No. Yeah.
We did 175 shows last year, 180 shows.
Wow. Yeah.
Just crazy.
That is crazy.
But I think we kind of knew that we had to. I think when we kind of rebranded this thing with Michael, we knew we had to show people what this was because I think most people got it. They thought, oh my God, no way. Yeah, that made sense historically.
Yeah.
We have a very similar kind of heritage. But going forward, we knew that with if there were any naysayers left, once they saw the band, that they would get it. And I think, can we tell people about the big tour that we're going on soon?
Yep,
are we allowed to, Michael?
Yeah, the Winter Jam tour.
Anything about Winter Jam.
Yeah, never heard of it. No.
Mm-mm. We're headlining that tour for the third time. Yeah. Well, for the second time.
We're headlining for the second time. Okay. So, and what that is, you know, with this record, getting to play in front of 600,000 people over that time, I think, is going to be a great moment for the Newsboys and for the tour in general. And we could be more stoked with where we're at right now.
Chatting with Michael and Duncan from the Newsboys and talking about your tours and Winter Jam and that kind of thing. If I were to go to a Newsboys show, what do you want for them to be the takeaway? You know, if I go to a Newsboys show, obviously I'm going to have fun.
I got it.
Oh.
This is for them.
Oh, never mind.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. You raised your hand first, Amanda. You go ahead.
Well, this is not TV, but one thing I've taken away from Newsboys shows is the Michael Tate. I don't know what you call it, but
yeah, it's like it's your dance, it's your thing. Does that have a name, Michael?
It's a Michael Tate groove, right?
The groove.
That's what that is. Yes,
it is a groove.
You know, on my ear monitors, this is not important, but I'm going to say it anyway. On my ear monitors, I have a picture of my dog Luca in one ear, and my other dog Mick Jagger in the other ear.
Your dog is named Mick Jagger.
No, my dog's name is Luca. But the other side is a picture of Mick Jagger in my ear.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, okay.
I got to move like Jagger. I like to think in my head that I do.
So good.
We all do.
Yeah. We all want to think
you
know, that.
You bring friends to a newsboy show, a family.
Yeah.
My hope is always more than just a concert or a gig, as we call it, kind mm-hmm. of. That it's an experience. They walk away, man, and they're reignited in their faith. And even more important than that, bring a friend, man.
Mm-hmm.
As you said earlier, when we made music with DC Talk back in the day, it was about music being relevant and being able to be used as a tool. Bring a friend to these concerts, man, and it's $10, 10 bands. And if you like a band, wait 10 minutes, it'll change.
It's true.
It's just the way it goes.
That's true.
But Newsboys will always bring a killer show. The other side of it is, I think we're one of the last standing bands that definitely share the gospel in a clear, precise, modern way where you get it. You're not preached at or talked down to. Mm. We share what's worked in our lives. And hey, try it out for yourself. Mm. Let God change you. He'll do it.
And that was like radio nutshell version. I like that, too.
Short,
not all long and drawn out. Now let's go into a song. Come on, hit the drums there, Duncan. Let's do it.
Okay, you guys, on the last tour, you had the black suits, the red ties, right, or red shirts.
Red shirts, yes.
Are we going to stay with that, or is there a different?
Oh, man.
Insanity t-shirts.
Yes.
And like Richard Simmons shorts.
Really tight Insanity.
Did you say Richard Simmons?
Yeah.
You said Richard Simmons.
I don't know. He's 65, Richard Simmons.
Creepy.
Yeah, the outfits are going to change. Yeah. We're going to go out on a little bit of a limb.
Stage still going to do some crazy stuff. I mean,
I'll tell you this much. We're adding two new things to the.
Okay. We can't let those
We can't say what they are, but they're big.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah, they're big.
We'll find out somehow, Amanda. We know people. We'll find out.
We have our sources. Yeah. Or we might just have to show up, you know, at the first show.
That's exactly right.
I guess we could do that. Guess we could.
It's still the spinning drums.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not.
This interview is over. They have stopped talking.
That's right.
We're chatting with Duncan and Michael from the Newsboys, and just really a privilege to have you guys in. Obviously, we appreciate so much what you do. Your music continues to connect with West Michigan, and we're glad that you come here often, which, you do. So,
you said, John, like you're tired of seeing us or something.
I'm just, I'm looking at the clock.
I saw a little sarcasm in there. You come here often, guys.
Often. I've seen you 8 times in the last year. And you know what? It's still fun every time. I have never turned down an opportunity to see a Newsboys
show.
We
braved a snowstorm to see you guys not too long ago.
Right.
A year ago, maybe.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so there you go.
Awesome.
It was a cold and wintry night. John and Amanda.
In a station vehicle that they weren't supposed to take.
Oops.
Man.
That's background.
Do you want to write some liners for us? That was really cool just now.
Yes.
Oh, it's a cool wintry night. If Duncan ever fires me from the Newsboys, if he fires me, I'm going to movie trailers.
Yeah. I was
going to
say, would you, like, if you weren't with the Newsboys right now?
In a land far away, in a place that time forgot, one man, one woman determined to survive. In theaters, just fall everywhere.
That was great.
You know, we do a movie review every Friday with Jenny Garoni from our local Celebration Cinema. Yeah. And I think we need to get a Michael Tate version of Here's Jenny.
Yeah. She would flip out. She'd be like, oh my goodness. Yeah.
No, come on, bring it.
It's funny how those movie trailers always start, though, in a world. I mean, I can't do it as well as you, but in a world where both of our cars were underwater. Well, I'm going to.
What?
I don't know.
Good times, guys.
Yeah.
Good times.
You know, I'm really glad that we did this. I had my reservations at first. No, I'm just kidding.
Suddenly,
I mean, everything I heard about you guys was just like, no, don't do it. But
No, I mean, we get to talk to a lot of people in the Christian radio industry. Yeah. You guys are always favorites, and it's a highlight. So,
well, good.
Thank you for your energy, for your heart, and thanks for just taking the time to be with us today.
Love that. Great to be here.
Jay and A, we love you both.
Stop by anytime at WCSG.org.